This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Rescuers in Germany and Belgium fear more deaths after catastrophic floods swept through the western regions, crushing homes and businesses, sweeping away villages, and leaving hundreds of people dead, missing, or homeless. In Germany, at least 106 people have died, including 12 residents of a home for disabled people swept away by the rising waters. The death toll was the highest since a North Sea flood in 1962 killed 340 people. In Belgium, officials said there were at least 20 dead and another 20 missing. Belgium has declared an official day of mourning on Tuesday. In the Netherlands, thousands of residents of Limburg province were ordered to leave their homes early Friday as floodwaters peaked. By Friday evening, waters were receding across many of the affected regions, but officials feared that more bodies might be found in cars and trucks that were swept away. The Biden administration issued a blanket warning Friday to U.S. firms about the risks of doing business in Hong Kong as China continues to clamp down on political and economic freedoms in the territory. Speaking at the White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that businesses should be aware their security and reputations could be compromised.
The situation in Hong Kong is continuing to deteriorate, and we continue to see Beijing assault Hong Kong's autonomy and democratic institutions. We've seen authorities use the national security law to make politically motivated arrests.
Four cabinet agencies, the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security, released the 9-page advisory that alerts companies about the shifting legal landscape in Hong Kong and the possibility that engaging with Hong Kong businesses could incur reputational and legal damages. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID-19 outbreak in the United States is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the country has reached a new coronavirus phase.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
New numbers show virus cases and deaths are up. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the numbers are high in areas with higher numbers of people unvaccinated.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with one in five of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Zients says each virus death is tragic. Now it's even more tragic because they are preventable. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Leaders of the Asia-Pacific trade group APEC, including U.S. President Joe Biden, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and China's Xi Jinping, pledged on Friday to work to expand sharing and manufacturing of COVID-19 vaccines to fight the global pandemic. The leaders, struggling to tame outbreaks exacerbated by the Delta variant, said they would encourage the voluntary transfer of vaccine production technologies on mutually agreed terms as the region prepared for future health shocks. The meeting highlights growing concerns around COVID-19, which is raging in the region as countries including Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Australia face new waves of infections. Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Dinesh Siddiqui of Reuters was killed Friday while covering a clash between Afghan security forces and the Taliban. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has details.
Reuters journalist Dinesh Siddiqui had been embedded with Afghan special forces in Kandahar province since the start of the week. The unit he was with was in Spin Buldak on the border with Pakistan on Friday when he and a senior Afghan officer were killed in what an Afghan commander has described as Taliban crossfire. Taliban fighters had captured the border area on Wednesday, one of the most important objectives they've achieved during their rapid advance across the country following the pullout of U.S. and NATO forces. Siddiqui was part of the Reuters photography team to win the 2018 Pulitzer Prize for feature photography for documenting the Rohingya refugee crisis.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 0.86%, the S&P lost 0.75%, the NASDAQ dropped 0.80%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.